It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Black Friday edition today, Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place, Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And how'd your Thanksgiving go?
Well, Kyle, good to be here. It was pretty tasty. I always make like double or triple, and my family loves it because they all bring their containers now. They're trained, and so they're like, hey, I'm going to just take some home.
Well, that's probably a good way to go.
So the only person not happy was my husband, because last night he wanted seconds. And he's like, really? All the mashed potatoes are gone?
Oh, my. Well, let's talk real estate today. What's going on?
Right. So today's topic's a really interesting one. Areas across the U.S. where monthly mortgage payments are actually cheaper than rent. And the National Association of Realtors recently published an analysis looking at markets where it's more affordable to buy than rent. And yes, that dynamic shows up here in Douglas County, too.
You know, it's something we hear a lot. People say, I can't afford to buy, so I'm stuck renting. But really, nationally, that's not always true, right?
Right, exactly. So, and here's what the new data shows. So number one, in markets, buying beats renting on a monthly basis. So across the country, National Association of Realtors found several cities where the monthly mortgage payment on a typical starter home is actually lower than the cost of rent on a comparable unit.
Wow, what else is involved?
And number two, rising rents are a big factor. So in a lot of places, rent has climbed so sharply that even with today's interest rates, owning can offer more stability and lower long-term monthly costs.
And what local factors can play into this?
Yeah, so number three, local wages, home prices, and rent prices matter. So affordability isn't just a one-size-fits-all. Markets where home prices are moderate but rents are high show the strongest advantage for buyers.
Okay, what about our area?
So number four, Douglas County fits this pattern more than people realize. So here in our local market, we routinely see buyers whose mortgages ends up hundreds of dollars less per month than what they were previously paying in rent.
So that gives them a good reason to buy.
Yeah, and it's, you know, some people I keep hearing talk about the high interest rate, but if you put it in this perspective that your rent is 100% interest, so I mean, I don't know. Think about that.
One more point.
Number five, ownership builds equity. So renting builds your landlord's equity, not your equity. So even when the monthly payments are similar, ownership provides long-term wealth building and stability that renting can't match.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're not wanting to help your homeowner build their equity. Maybe it would be better for you to do that. If you've been renting for years, this might be a kind of the nudge you need.
Yeah, and especially after the holidays. This is the time people start setting goals for the new year. So if home ownership is on that list, affordability might be more within reach than you think. And watch those interest rates. I mean, they're getting better and better every day.
All right, let's jump into new listings your team has brought into the market this week.
Yeah, so we do have a couple new listings hitting the market this last week. And this is actually listed with some of our favorite co-brokers, Ryan and Monica Smith. And 1851 Northeast Alameda Avenue in Roseburg, it's offered for sale at $459,900. This was a custom-built home in Rose Village, and Rose Village is a 55-plus community. It's got three bedrooms, two bathrooms, 1,952 square feet on one level, on nearly half an acre. It's got the high ceilings, luxury vinyl plank floors, granite kitchen, gas range. It's got the soaking tub and a walk-in shower. Newer construction. It's got covered decks. Sounds like it's got everything and amazing views. So $459,900.
Yeah, you know, I took a look at that, and yeah, the views there are just amazing. What else do you have?
Yeah, so 640 Southeast Summit Drive in Roseburg. This is offered at $545,000. This is kind of a quiet neighborhood, and we've seen a couple of homes come on the market there. So long-term ownership listed with Jenna McCoy. This is a mid-century modern home. It also has a one-bedroom, one-bath guest apartment over the garage. So it's got vaulted wood ceilings, hardwood floors. It's got a lot of character. So just over a third of an acre.
Yeah, boy, a really cool, unique property. What else, like, what if you wanted to go to, like, say, out by Winston?
So out in Winston, 9740 Upper Olalla Road, 700,000 listed with Twee Christensen. So this is a 29.8-acre country property. It's got an A-frame cedar home, vaulted ceilings. It's got that loft bedroom. It also has a three-stall horse barn. It's got a creek with irrigation rights. It's got a swimming pool, pastures, timber, and direct access to BLM.
Wow. And what about North County?
So North County, there's not too many properties that come up for sale in Elkton. So this may not sit long on the market. 532 2nd Street in Elkton, offered for sale at $265,000. This is listed with my listing partner, Dan Parker, at the Mary Gilbert Group. So charming, updated, single-level cottage. It's got beautiful mountain views. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath home. Fenced yard, carport parking, the washer and dryer is included. This could be a full-time home, a vacation getaway, or a rental property. And it's just a short drive to the coast and a lot of wineries.
Ah, there you go. You spoke my language. Let's look at the weekly numbers, see how they compare to last week.
Yeah, so we kind of, comparing the last 7 days to the prior 7 days, we had 40 new listings come on the market. That's down slightly from 48. So we can see that the holiday weeks always bring a dip in new activity. 42 price changes, that's down from 46 the prior week. Slight slowdown as sellers pause adjustments over the holidays. We also saw 28 pending sales, that's down from 35. But, you know, I think people are distracted by Thanksgiving and all the festivities coming up. And in the last 7 days, this is an encouraging number. We had 34 sold homes, that's up from 32 in the prior week. So closings remain steady into the holiday.
And let's see here. Overall, what can you tell us?
So overall, predictable holiday week slowdown, but the year-over-year trend continues to show a steady, healthy market. Inventory remains balanced, and the buyers who stay active during the holidays often face less competition.
Uh-huh. And now, open houses. I know it's a holiday weekend, but do we have some?
Well, we don't have any open houses today, so I'm guessing everyone wants to partake in Black Friday.
Ah.
Or some kind of family stuff. But tomorrow, we do have a lot of open houses. So if you want to see that house in Elkton, 479 2nd Street in Elkton, it's 375. That's open tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And let's see, I see other ones here on the list around the area for folks to check out as well.
664 Brooks Loop, 10 to 12.
And watch as she coughs again. See, the open houses are hitting. We've got Winchester, the Roseburg area, Elkton as well, all with open houses. Looks like a lot of them happening Saturday, maybe Sunday as well. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, go on Zillow or something, but there's a ton of open houses tomorrow. There's like six of them. So starting at 10 a.m., going till about 2 p.m., I'll be at Brooks Loop, 664 and 662 Brooks Loop from 10 to 2. Valley Vista, check this one out, 635 Valley Vista Street. This is across from Brooks Loop where I'm hosting, so you get three houses in one neighborhood. 635 Valley Vista is 389. Cute one-level house, Jake Gimlin will be there from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. So see that one. There's not very many nice, newer one-level homes on the market in that neighborhood.
All right. Now, if anybody wants to get connected with your group, I mean, tis the season. Maybe they're thinking about buying. Maybe they're thinking about selling. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. Give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. You can visit us anytime at marygilbert.com.
And you've got a lot of information on the website. If people, anything they heard this morning, they can go on there and take a look at things.
Absolutely.
All right, that wraps up local real estate today. And we wrap up the morning report, 8:59.